You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. This podcast is brought to you by Typefrag.com for all your Ventrilo hosting needs. Receive 25% off your first month when you use the promo code 2Mordor at checkout. Good evening and welcome to episode 63. I'm your host, Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
Well, I finally got a skeletal horse. On my hunter, not on my main, but I got one, which means that I'm officially done, because now I have completely done everything there is to do for the Fall Festival.
Oh, yeah?
Not a moment too soon, but I did get that. I logged in my Loremaster this afternoon, just to see if she could get one too, because she's 15, and if I didn't have to buy a horse, I'd like that.
I can see that.
I mean, it's only 500 silver now. It's not a billion gold that we used to have to pay, but it's still 500 silver that would be in her pocket, and she'd be riding around on a dumb skeletal horse all year round, but it'd be free.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from. I don't have any opposition to that, I guess.
Right, so I tried. She did not get anything, but it was worth a shot, right? I got kindred with the Ale Association on my burglar, and she now has her goat.
Yeah, you weren't too happy about that, but...
I wasn't too happy. I was very happy about that. What are you talking about?
No, you said that the goat was ugly.
All goats are ugly, but I said that I'd like this goat because it fit my burglar well. It was even named Sneaky.
Okay.
Merrick doesn't read my posts.
I read your posts. Well, I heard what you said to me. You said it's ugly.
All goats are ugly. This doesn't have the haze effect that the in-league pony does.
No?
Like the drunky, hazy, like, look.
Good thing or bad thing?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me, I guess. I said in my post that, oh, goats must be able to hold their liquor. But, yeah, I was kind of expecting them to be similar, I guess.
To have a similar effect?
Yeah. Being the two opposing whatevers, I kind of expected them to have, well, not the same horse, but, you know, have the same special effects.
Oh, well, yeah, you think that they would share the same effect. I don't know why they don't.
Doesn't matter. But I got the goat. So now
I'm so sad that it doesn't have the effect for you.
Don't hit that button. First of all, it'll come out like a demon horn.
No, not anymore.
Oh, did you fix it?
Wah, 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 wah. I suck your soul. Yeah. Sorry, Sapiens.
That was Patience.
That was Sapiens.
This is Patience, not Sapiens, is what it said.
Well, let's see.
Hi, this is Patience. I mean, Sapiens from okay. Turbine.
It was the other way around.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell because it was a demon.
Yeah, it was like, hey, did you make me under your ass? Stop emailing me.
So anyway, my burglar has a goat, so when she goes to Moria, she doesn't have that just, you know, 60-hit goat. Like, she's got a strong goat to run around in, which was a good idea. I should have done that for all my characters, come to think of it. It wasn't my plan. My plan was I just wanted one character with the Ale Association, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got your goat.
And I got my goat.
My dad used to say that to me.
Huh?
Don't let him get your goat. Don't let you get your... Because my brother was awful. Oh. And he's like, don't let him get your goat. Why don't you correct the kid who's being a... Beep!
A poo head.
Who's being the jerk and provoking me. Yeah, the solution is for me not to hit him. That's all right.
Finally, I have been working on my Runekeeper again. She is now 37.
Ooh, yeah. Now you're two levels ahead of me.
You gave me permission. I have audio proof.
I know, I gave you permission, and you're having fun.
No, I'm not. I'm having an awful time.
Well, and you're in Evendim, and I eventually gave up on Evendim.
My problem is that these quests are below level, and it's like, go kill this dude, and I'll get like three go kill this dude quests, and I can do them all except for one.
Yeah. Well, some of them are in horrible spaces. Like, okay, so in Evendim, there's the wolf that's in the middle of a whole bunch of goblins. There's the
I could have killed him by myself.
There's the guy who links to like four other guys up in the northeast. The one that's right near the bandit.
Oh, I could have killed him, I think.
Well, then who was it that you're having problems
the
with?
The one that had the dog and the goblin that came with him.
Oh, yeah, he's bad too.
Because I have one stun. I have no way to fear the dog away. And those two just ate me. And I almost had him dead once. I mean, he was this close to being dead. And
yeah.
Some goblin stupid stone knife thing poked my rear and I died.
I remember back in the day, Evendim was awesome. And now, after like...
I'm doing really well. The thing is that I tried it like four dang times instead of just being like, okay, that's too hard. I'm like, oh no, I almost had him. I can do this. And I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. It's a...
Yes, Andy Iden. You have the exact person that I am talking about.
Yep, thanks, Daniil. Yeah, that's... That's the only way to describe
it. I had no problem getting to him. I could kill all the goblins. I could kill all those boggart things. It was just the fact that a dog and a goblin with the dude was too much for me. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Well, I mean, it's a difference of three. I mean, that's just the way it happens.
But I went around and did all the rest of them just fine.
Okay. Well, good.
Anyway. that's really all I've done. If I had any spare time, I was playing around on my Runekeeper.
Yeah, I saw you. Yeah. So, let's see. I got a skeletal mount as well on my Runekeeper.
Before me?
Yes.
And he didn't tell me until 2 days later?
Yes. And I got one on another character.
You did not!
I did too.
You got two?
I think I got it on my Lore Master. Like something with elves.
Why did you keep trying after you got one? That's
just, why did you keep trying after you just got rude. One?
I was trying for a reason to get it off on a character that was too low to ride a mount.
Because they were there. I've moved all of them out, I believe. Yeah, I've moved them all. Tati says, uh-oh. Yeah. So.
No, you might as well just try. Get them on all of them. I don't give a crap. No, I've got mine. I don't really give a care.
No, I've moved on to. I kind of started focusing on different stuff. The thing with that is that if I place all my alts in the Haunted Burrow, which is the easiest thing to do, just sit them at the chest and then just lock.
That's
them in
where, yeah, my, all mine were. I just started recently moving them out because
yeah.
I was like, I got one, I'm good.
And it's. I start falling behind on like the guild crafted, tokens, the marks or whatever, the guild stuff that you barter for like, and that you can use to make armor or gain rep. And I start falling behind in that, and that kind of affects me when I start leveling my characters again. So I moved them all out, and now I'm actually going through Enidwaith trying to get rep with the Grey Company and, oh. The men of Enidwaith Algrain? I can't remember their name.
The little native people up there?
Yeah. A lot of people are holding off. I think, like Bryce said, he's holding off because there's going to be more repeatable quests for those guys. Right now, they only have three repeatable quests, and you only get access to them if you don't take a quest, the repeatable version of a quest, before you finish their repeatable quests.
What?
Yeah, so it's got to be a bug. But, like, go to Morsel, look up their guide to Enidwaith for reputation before you go out there. And what happened... thank you, Leandor. Algrain. Algraig. What you have to do is you get a... You know how you get when a repeatable quest, you do it the first time and then you get the repeatable version?
Right.
Well, if you go to the Grey Company, and I forget the name of it, go to Morsel, look at their guide. They have it pretty much separated, colored, and bolded. On which one not to take the repeatable version of. You have to go finish that normal quest, then follow that progression to the Allgrey, get their open up their repeatables, and then you can go do the repeatable one for the Grey Company. Because if you do that repeatable one for the Grey Company beforehand, for some reason, it blocks off their repeatables. I don't know. It's just what people found out.
That's got to be a bug.
Yeah, it's got to be a bug. But I think that's getting fixed in November, and they're adding some more repeatable quests for the Allgrey. But they have a nice, well, despite the mount, which of course, you know, which I like is because it's tokens instead of freaking money. It's nice, but they also have a shield and trinket or pocket item combo that's pretty nice for guardian defense. I like it.
Okay.
So, but you have to get kindred with both of them because each one has like one of the set.
Wow.
Which is clever. I mean, and I don't know. I'm not too hot on the shield graphic though because it's that one with like the star. It's like the star one. Have you seen that? The pointy one?
Yeah, I had that one for the longest time because it. Even though it was kind of bad for me because it's a star and I'm golden star.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I can wear that shield.
And then you made me a
shield
and I was like, fine.
It's better, but it looks like poop.
I still have
it. Looks like
it.
A bottle cap.
I kept the old one. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like I was totally gimping myself for it, but it fit my character.
Yeah. Yeah. So... That's what I'm doing now, and I'm kind of enjoying it. It's kind of a nice little progression. There's a nice solo instance. I won't ruin it for the epic storyline. That's kind of unique, and it actually has kind of I consider a unique-ish, I guess, boss fight. But I like the character. It's kind of weird. I almost took a picture of it, but it kind of breaks up. I don't know. Yeah, it's good. It's fun. And I like it. Yeah, Katani says, just to clarify, there's a choice of two quests that you get, one for the Grey Company repeatable and that one that leads to the Allgrey repeatable. And if you take the Grey Company repeatable before you do the Allgrey line, it blocks off the Allgrey line. So, yeah, like you said, it's probably a bug. And then what else did we do? We ran Great Barrows on Dungeon Night.
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
Yeah, we actually did two of them because we did Thadder.
Bottom.
It's pretty short.
That newer.
Has some, take a lot of disease pots or take a lore master with you because there's a lot of disease debuffing going on in there.
I didn't really have a problem. Like, it was quick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
We got done, I was like, was that it? Because I really didn't have a oh poop moment where I was like, everybody's gonna die.
And then we got through the maze, although we did that challenge quest wrong.
Yeah.
I need to look that up because I think we just kind of like assumed we knew what we were doing.
Well, we've done it before and we've done challenge mode before. I think we switched the guys in the wrong order.
I wonder if... Yeah, we just did it wrong. We didn't look it up.
We were supposed to kill one of them when we killed the other one.
Yeah, and so we did it on easy mode on accident. But everybody got a superior third mark in the chest anyway.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. So we...
Did I loot him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw you get one. I'm like, I better have got one.
Oh, okay.
No, I did. And I was able to get a chest piece, so...
Oh, were you? Happy. Congratulations.
Yeah. So yeah, you probably have like 5 pieces that you could get by now. You just don't know.
I was complaining because you know those tokens that all they are is worth like 20 skirmish marks?
The guardsmen.
I have such a problem with those things. I keep everything because I don't know what's junk and what's not. And I'm so scared I'm going to turn in something that's junk. I know it says it in the tooltip. I'm too stupid, okay? I can't get it. I just want it to be, like, if this thing is worth stinking 25 skirmish tokens, give me 25 skirmish tokens. Why are you bothering with this other token? As an extra, you know, entry thing.
I asked about that once, and I think there was, like, some psychological answer.
Psychological.
To it. Yeah.
No, there's no psychological answer.
There was. It's kind of like it's kind of like the bonus of looting something.
Because you're getting loot?
You get to loot something.
I could loot 25 tokens. And that's a lot, and I would feel better about it.
True.
I'm just saying. I'm too stupid for that whole system. I just am.
I think that's pretty much it. We did run at GB again today, or I did today with Sam.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We failed challenge mode.
Again?
We ran Thadder. We ran it.
What was the challenge mode for him again?
That one, you have to basically light all the braziers. before he dies.
That's right.
And if you kill an ad, he spawns like he has three waves of ads. If you kill him, an ad before you light the brazier, you can't light it anymore, I believe. No, Sid, it wasn't your fault. I died.
Oh, you died?
I died.
We go. Ruining for everybody.
Yeah, and then you can get the, you can kind of trick it into giving you the quest, the challenge quest back, but apparently Turbine has seen through that because the brazier still wouldn't pop up to light. So.
Oh, really? It wasn't bad when we did it, but Kia knew exactly what was going on. She was like, we're like, well, you know what's going on, so we'll put you in charge of the brazers.
Yeah.
And you just tell us when to shoot stuff.
No. We did pretty well up until that point. I don't know what went wrong. We actually did very... Oh, Sid says he thinks we killed an ad before the brazier lit up. Yeah, symbol of Celebrimbor did drop.
Oh, I didn't really? Get it. No, you neither didn't get did it. Sid. I've never gotten one.
I can't remember who got it. But it was nice. It was still fun. Had a good time.
Good.
I might try to get to try to do more stuff with Sid and Sam. They're trying to get groups, so they can't really get
stuff on. That's cool.
Maybe we'll start Dungeon Night.
That's fine. I was on my roomkeeper complaining loudly about that dude.
Yeah, and that's when I popped off to
because come I was over just and help you. Too stubborn to be like, okay, he's too tough. I'll just do this later.
Yeah.
Because I only had like a bubble and a half until I was 37.
Yeah.
And it was like, I can't come back in a bubble and a half. I need to kill him now.
Right. But just so you know, just kind of as a side note, GB Thatter, I think, is the instance to farm for.
It was very quick.
If you can get it, I would suggest two healers. Kind of a two healer kind of thing.
They did Captain Minstrel. Yeah.
And I don't know if he was running a pure healing mode at that point.
He was not. He went and switched to be more DPS. Well, he said it was to help us kill faster.
I think we did. The maze went a lot faster than
it went last time. Very quick.
Although it helped that we kind of knew where to go that time around.
And we didn't die in the poop room.
Yeah. The running from corner to corner definitely worked better until... the last part where the worms, the big worms spawn and they start spawning little worms and disease goes everywhere.
Yes.
Although I think I have a plan for that.
Kill the worm faster.
That would help.
I was just like, what is going on? Because I have no idea what's up. I'm looking at heal bars. I'm making sure I'm not standing in the poop and I'm looking at heal bars. And I'm like, what is going on? And you're like, we have one worm left. And I'm like, well, just kill it.
Yeah.
Like the healer mentality. Just kill it. What is wrong with you people? There's like five of you and one of it. Kill it.
Yeah. We'll do better next time. But that went pretty quickly. So we might do those. Although now I've got the great barrel marks and I don't want those freaking marks. I don't know. I don't have any. The only thing I can get is maybe Sandbrock's helm.
They're not just not
level 30 something. Level 30 something armor.
So they're not useful to 65s at all?
No, I can't see anything that I like.
Can you buy something for an alt?
I can't remember.
Are they bound?
Maybe they're not bound.
I would think they'd have to be bound. Otherwise,
all my characters are past 30-something.
That's true. I was wondering maybe if they were account bound, but they don't have that. But that would be nice.
No. All right, so I'm sure somebody will have something to chime in about what we can do. There's a lot of cosmetic like treasure stuff, but... the only one I want, I guess, is Sandbrog's helm, which is like 10.
Is that the trophy thing?
Yeah, it's the head, the ghost head kind of thing.
I don't know if I've seen that.
We should have gotten it before. They revamped it, but yeah.
We should have got... oh, okay.
It's no big deal. We'll get it sooner or later.
I'm sure the Kin House has it.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and head into Town Crider.
Crider.
And now, the town crier.
So Bull Roarer is up with patch 2. Looks like there's fixes, a little bit of tweaking.
Yeah, it wasn't very big. It was mostly about classes.
You think they'll hit it soon? They're having maintenance on Monday.
Yes, which is code for pre-patching. I think.
Yeah, usually it is.
Sapiens had a post that said, no, that maintenance means maintenance. But we had a whole lot of maintenance right before free-to-play went off.
Yeah.
Just saying. But No, Sapien says that maintenance is maintenance. So I think that, yes, we are soon, very soon.
For very this. Soon. All right, we had to tell the community team.
Yes.
And I actually responded to this. So the questions are, name two ways you feel that upgrading to VIP could be made more appealing to free and premium players.
What'd you say?
Give me more points per month.
But free and premium don't get any.
Yeah, but upgrading to VIP could be made more appealing.
Well, that's more appealing for you as well.
Well, I'm saying. upgrading to VIP, I said maybe give an overall discount, maybe some exclusive sales, and increase more points. Now, I know.
But if they're a VIP, they don't need to buy as much.
I still think things are really expensive in the store.
I agree that things are pretty expensive in the store. At least you're thinking of adding things to the VIP to make it, instead of like taking stuff away from them, saying, well, you can't, but you have a horse now.
Right. No, I wouldn't take away anything.
You have to be a VIP to have a horse.
No, I think...
Then you'd have 100 billion stinking hunters all over the place.
I think when you do that, when you take away from like free and premium, you start making animosity. You know, start breeding animosity rather than providing incentive.
Well, at the same time, you're playing the game for free.
Yeah, but you don't want to punish people.
I want to punish people. I'm just saying, at the same time, you're playing for free. You're playing by our rules.
Yeah, but you
get all this extra stuff if you actually pay.
Yeah, I know you're playing devil's advocate and stuff, but I think you also run the risk of pushing people, like tipping people over to the point where they don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So. That's what I guess that's my point. So number two is, as a free player, what one restriction on your access or play would you like to see removed? How would that change improve your game experience? I put, I am not a free player. Sorry. I saw, but I did see people mention Swift Travel and the Virtue Slots.
I would say Swift Travel was a huge one.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Be absolutely insane without Swift Travel.
Yeah, I would too. Number three, would you like to see small pub style mini games added to LOTRO? For example, darts, card games, or checkers and the Prancing Pony. And I said, I saw stuff like this in SWG, and I did not think it added very much.
It's because you never run a cantina.
It doesn't. If they weren't in the cantina, they were in the casino.
I could still heal there. I went to the casino every once in a while.
Were there people there?
If I had a party there.
If you had a party there. If there was a special occasion, people went to the casino.
I would take people.
Otherwise, there. It was barren.
Yeah, nobody went there.
Yeah. Because they're just text games. I mean, if you want to lose money, I'll let you roll random and then you can hand me 500 silver.
I had to think what... I guess darts.
I mean, I granted this could add an aspect to role playing, but with dynamic layers,
yeah, is that true as well.
Are the inns and pubs like as popular as they once were, or are they just kind of like casual hangouts?
Are they just trying to? Who are they targeting with these? Is it for the role players? Do you think?
I don't know. See, okay, and I also
most adventurers are not. Just sitting around in a tavern.
No, well...
I mean, even if I'm late waiting for a group, I'm not just sitting around in the Prancing Pony. I'm like, well, while they're doing that, I'm going to go run to the bank, or I'm going to go run and do this.
Tennille says he wonders if they meant games like they had on Moria before Moria launched on the website. I don't know. My other opinion of this is that the games, like mini games that have been really popular in other... And I can only think of one is WoW, where they opened up the Lua and people were able to play Peggle and Bejeweled and stuff like that. So why not
that
just...
That was only useful on long flights.
Yeah, so how about this? How about you open up your Lua a little bit more, let people do it for you, and then spend your development cycle somewhere else?
Yeah, well, like I said, I think the problem is just putting it into... Unless they're targeting something fun for the RPers... And trying to get them to use it. I don't know.
Want them to do it, then you have to take away dynamic layering or give them some role play area.
Yeah, they have no reason to do that.
Otherwise, you're still talking about like an hour of us trying to like get people into the same layer. You know? Mm. You're not adding
well,
to the...
Well, if you're playing darts, you don't play with 100 people. But
yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're trying to make... I mean, you want to know what kill... If you want to know what killed the Prancing Pony, if you're trying to bring people back in there, it's the freaking dynamic layers. End of story.
Let's make it so that you can play Farmville in the Shire.
Yeah. Just... I mean, I can understand wanting something like this, and I think it's kind of neat. But, you know, unless you've got an intern who's doing it or somebody cutting their teeth on programming, I would hate to see somebody like Orion or Joe Barry or Zombie Columbus be spending their time on this rather than something else.
You can't have Budgeford. She's doing...
Yeah, exactly. Would you want Budgeford working on holiday stuff? Or would you want her making darts? I know which one I would choose. I want... Because she has some awesome festival stuff.
I'm not sold on the mini games, but maybe I'm just missing something.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't... unless you're going to bring up, like, actual cards, like I'm playing a web game or something like that. I don't see any benefit to it. I just... It's neat sounding,
but
in reality...
Can I win stuff from the store?
Ooh, there you go. Would you win actual points? But do you lose points if you lose?
Wouldn't play. Because I'm a loser.
There would have to be some beneficial. If it's just like, let's go play darts. Dude, there's 100 freaking websites I can go play like Mahjong or Checkers or Spades or something else on. I don't go to those games. I play Lotro.
Yeah.
Why would I go to Lotro to go play that?
I don't know.
Yeah. So I think I like the Lewis suggestion the most. So it's my personal opinion. Let suggestion. People do it. That's right. Let people do it for you.
I like my idea the best.
My idea rules. I got to know Peggle and Bejeweled were the reasons some raids failed. That's how popular
That's
they
true.
Were.
It was true. That they would look later and that person had like the high score for during their raid. And they're like, really?
Mm. Oh, Citroen brings up a good point. If you lost points, wouldn't that be considered gambling? And then Tennille says, yeah, gambling. That'd be a little bit illegal issue there.
Unless I went to Mount Pleasant and played Lotra on the Indian Reserve. Yeah, there you go.
Let's go on a Monday night where they have a seafood buffet.
Oh, that seafood buffet's so good.
Yeah, but then you got to come home at like midnight. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
You have to take a Tuesday off to do that. Do it right. We'll do that sometime. That's fun. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? We had a dev diary about the crafting changes. I gotta say, I like the new panel. But to be fair, some of this was already done with skins.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, some of it was already done.
I've never seen this before because I don't skin.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't. That's what's part of the problem. Now, the best thing about it is that it's going to be built in. I like it. You can see things on the left. I gotta say, though...
It's just like a bigger display.
Yeah, it's a bigger display. All the recipes are on the left now, so there's less scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
The critical... chance or the critical I guess what they call it, the mastery item, as well as the regular item, are both on the same panel now, so you don't have to tab back and forth or forget that you... I've done it before where I've been trying to make a crit item and I just forgot to go and click on the critical chance, you know.
Yeah,
the critical component.
Well, it's nice that they bring that forward.
And there is now a get ingredients button. Not sure how I feel about
that.
No,
I'm not hip on that, honestly.
And there's also an increased craft EXP. Both of these are links to the store items. I'm getting tired of all the buttons.
Yeah, the buttons to the store items are... Like, we already have the Lotro. I guess if you didn't know they existed, how else are they supposed to tell you?
True. I mean, that's true. And just so you know, that the... you know, the craft XP, I could see... I wouldn't mind it for my tailor. Because sometimes getting skins
is a little
bit difficult.
But maybe just a button. That'd be like, see what crafting crap we have available in the store.
And here's another suggestion. Make that, and the reason I say I'm getting tired of buttons is there's also a developer diary on tasks. And that has buttons now in the UI for the quest guide to renew your daily tasks. If you run out of tasks, you'll get a new button that'll take you to the store. Getting buttons everywhere.
Buttons.
So I guess my request here, but you know, if you don't do 5 daily tasks and run out of tasks, then you don't see that button. It pops up only when you can buy a store item. So my answer to this would be, can you take away that increased craft EXP if I've already mastered that tier? I mean, why is it there? I don't need it. I don't need it.
Oh, will the button disappear, you mean?
Yeah, it should, but it's not, because this one has Supreme mastered, and the button is still there.
Oh. Well, the one point that I have about the ingredient packs, and Duncan Valdane actually commented this on our blog as well, and I agree with him, is that it kind of is a bit of a hit to the economy, or at least it could be, because that's what some people, that's what my hunter does. She goes and gathers junk and sells it on the AH.
Oh, for the ingredient packs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's how she makes her money.
So the get ingredients, what that does is it's not actually selling resources. What it does is it actually sells ingredient packs.
But they won't need those ingredients.
Which take the place of your ingredients.
That they would usually buy for me on the AH.
Like leather and stuff like that. Okay, so one of the bonuses about this is that it's limited to some of the items. Like, you cannot use it for... Well, see, this is wrong. Okay, like the guild stuff, like the Metalsmith Guild and stuff like that, you could not use it for that. Like, you could not use it for the legendary items. You could not use ingredient packs for that. So it doesn't affect all recipes, but it affects a lot. Like, I'm looking at this. This is for, if this is accurate, it's for the level 65 Maladrum stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know. I would take off rep stuff, too. I don't think that's fair. Because that's some
Tenille
of the topper
says
tier
that
stuff.
The items made with those packs are locked to account.
Yes, they are.
So
they are account only
so
if you use ingredient packs.
Well, that's good that they're not going to be flooding the market with their stuff that they purchased.
Exactly. That is more fair that way.
But it still is not going to help me sell my, you know, dwarf iron or whatever.
No, it's not. I need ancient iron.
I don't have any. She's level 43.
You should be going into it soon. So yeah, I logged in to look at this to see, and the higher level stuff won't use ingredient packs. And yeah, that is right. They are bound to account. Katani points out that you can't see your field when farming because the panel's so huge. So that's a little bit of a,
oh, when you're farming. Oh yeah. Yeah, cause that was useful. Cause no other like thing has to pick anything up after they're done.
Right.
Making it.
speaking of farming, they've also changed farming. They've condensed a lot of the seeds. So vegetables and grains will be using the same seeds. Flowers and pipeweed will be using the same seed. But hybrid pipeweed recipes will basically be using unique seeds still. I don't use hybrid pipeweed. Saying that makes me feel like I'm missing out on something that I should be doing. And then, of course, they added a bunch of recipes for all the consumables that will be coming in the November. The class consumables that will be coming in November.
Mm-hmm.
This month. It's like November.
November.
Yeah.
It is like the 13th.
Oh, and they're throwing in a get recipes button that will open the Lotra store to crafting recipe selection.
I thought I read in one of their, the Cape Paya's interviews saying that the recipes were the lowest sales that they had.
Yeah, who cares about it?
That people were not buying those.
This makes me want to auction the recipes.
I wonder if they're
them.
Pushing that instead of just being like, eh, nobody wants them.
I'll start throwing up recipes on the auction house for 2 silver. Or cover whatever my post is. Just so people
just
won't
people
use the
buy
store.
It, yeah.
And sorry, but that's how I feel about it. I feel like all these buttons are ticking me off. The only thing I can think of, the only exception I had was... for rare drop recipes for raids or dungeons that are no longer in-game. Like, the turtle shell bracelet is actually still pretty good. But mm-hmm. the only way you can get the recipe is if you go kill a turtle in Moria. And then it's only a chance for that recipe to drop.
So?
So, it's as time goes on, people aren't going to use that anymore. Aren't gonna
yeah,
get that
but you can
anymore.
Get a group together. Like, you're in a good kinship that you can say, hey, I want to go do the turtle, and people would sign up.
Yeah. I guess.
We had stuff like that when we played other games, too, where we would be like, hey, I want to run Sword Halls, or what was the name of that dungeon? Lightning Halls, for 800 billion times, and we would just do it for you.
Yep. Bitching the whole way through.
I'm still bitching about it.
Leandor goes, how long before they add a legendary weapon button? I don't ever think they'll go actually that far. But they have a lot of buttons, and it's getting annoying. I wonder if the buttons can be taken out with skins. If they are, I say do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And if they block that, then I have a problem with that.
Or, I don't know.
I mean, I could see why they would do it, but I just...
Yeah, I could see. I was going to say, well, as a VIP, I don't care, but I'm a cheap VIP, meaning that I will not buy any of these silly little... Like, I will not be buying recipes. I will not be buying ingredient packs. I would rather go make Merrick farm them.
Right, 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 right.
Oh, there you go. Tennille said, add a nice UI button saying show store buttons.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Perfect. Perfect solution. What were you saying?
All right, so there's a new Codemaster server open this week. Guahir.
Guahir.
Guahir. And that is a German.
Yes, it's a German. It's a DE.
Guahir. It's Guahir.
Okay.
And what else is going on in Codemaster land?
Codemasters had their fall festival extended until November 22nd.
Very nice. 13
because they were,
days.
You know, a little behind with their free-to-play launch.
Were they?
Yes.
When that happened?
You're exasperating.
I am. That's why you married me.
That's not why I married you. But, yeah, so they get basically an extra week.
The U.S. Fall Festival ends on Tuesday.
Yes, ours is not being extended. You have... If you are hearing this at the beginning of the week, go spend your tokens now, because otherwise you're just holding on to them or dumping them.
I have so many tokens.
I have so many tokens. I have stacks and stacks of hundreds of tokens.
I want to thank you for making it very easy to get tokens. And on the same part, I want to say, you can have them back. Although I don't know if I can find them beneath my forest oak trees.
Yeah.
I need more large spots in my... Because I would like to have made a forest, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I have a million paintings.
Those trees should have been small. Yeah, I started deleting paintings.
I have so many paintings.
I think I kept two of each and deleted all the
rest. How many wall things do I have? Can I make an art gallery in my
Yeah,
home?
I thought about doing that.
Have people come in.
All right, so there was some disorientation this week on Boror. What happened is that there was an issue with the old billing system where people were who had bought Moria no longer had access to the quest in Lothlorien, which sparked a whole bunch of rumors that Lothlorien was no longer going to be a part of the Moria expansion.
It isn't. But if you already own it, you're not losing it.
Right.
But the plan is that... Well, what Sapient said is that Lothlorien didn't originally come with Moria. It's tied together right now, so that if you own it now, if you own Moria now, you will keep it. You will keep Lothlorien.
Right.
But come November, they're going to be broken up, and Lothlorien is going to be a quest back.
All right. And Adventure... I threw this in here. I guess I'm late to the news, but the Adventure Pack is no longer being sold whatsoever.
I was like, I don't think that's been sold for quite a while.
Honey. I thought they were selling it when the first free-to-play first started. I guess I was wrong.
No. I think that the Codemasters had a sale on that, because they were doing the Adventurers Pack, plus you can get the goat for a penny.
That was a deal.
Yes. So I think that's where you're getting it from, but I don't think it's been available in the U.S. for a bit.
Okay. Like you said, if you currently have the Mirkwood expansion, nothing changes for you. If you purchase the Mirkwood expansion after November update, it's the same as it is today. Simply put, purchasing the Mirkwood expansion now or later doesn't matter in terms of what you get.
So that's not changing at all? So not breaking it up?
Yeah, well, I guess that I still think that means that you get access to, like, you get what's included in the actual expansion. You get the two character slots, you get the Warden, you get
There's
the Lordmaster.
There's no character slots for Mirkwood.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, 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 sorry. I was reading Moria. I was thinking Moria. You're right. You're right. Mirkwood expansion stays the same, so don't worry about it.
But, well, you get there's all those skirmishes that came with Mirkwood.
Well, they actually
there's
said...
There's the dungeons in there.
They're actually going to make sure that the skirmishes go along with the epic quest. So the skirmishes, it looks like it's going to be free, because they're part of the epic quest line.
Okay, that makes sense.
The dungeons, I would guess, are going to... I don't know. I don't know how dungeons are handled.
But there's a bunch of dungeons in the Goldor area.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you have the you will have the option to purchase Mirkwood as usual as an expansion or as a quest pack.
What's the difference?
If you purchase the quest pack, you will still need to purchase things like your skirmish soldiers level cap increase.
Oh, okay, so they're piecing it out stupidly.
Yeah,
buy the experience. Why do they even have the option to piecemeal?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just for people who aren't sure. I guess. Like, I'll just see the region. I don't play skirmishes, so I don't care about my soldier. maybe.
Yeah.
It might be cheaper from that way, but I believe it would be more expensive if they just bought everything piecemeal rather than just buying the expansion.
It is, and he even had a post that I didn't include here where it said that usually buying things bit by bit is more expensive than buying it in one huge package.
Right.
So that would be my suggestion. If you hit like, if you hit 60, might as well just purchase the expansion.
Well,
Mirkwood's fine. It's good. I like it.
Well, Mirkwood was recently on sale for Veterans Day, and I actually suggested that you could skip it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And then Waith was free. And an alternate leveling zone.
You can do the epic line, so you're not missing that.
Is it free for... It was free for free IPs. You'd still have to buy Enid Wythe if you were free or premium.
I like Enid Wythe a lot.
I liked Enid Wythe a lot better as well.
I like it a lot. It is beautiful. It
the
is,
only benefit would be to those dungeons.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do those dungeons.
I tell you what, if you're not at
especially
right
if you're
now,
getting those skirmishes for free with the... And you don't have to get the level lock because right now, because they're going to be lifting the level, you're not going to have to buy Mirkwood to get to 65.
I would say get Helluride and Anuminos first. Actually, just Great Barrows you could get by with.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think you could skip by Mirkwood.
I did. I didn't do half of the stuff in Mirkwood. I got frustrated and left.
I'm trying to think that I don't...
And Enid Wythe wasn't even open to me.
Getting Kindred with the Melodrum was really easy, and I can't think of really any big advantage that it had. Most of the advantages that you got, you can get in Enid Wythe.
Enid Wythe is listed as a 62 to 65 zone Lenador. There is easier stuff, because Kia went there as a 61 and was able to do stuff in there.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
That was my suggestion. I said, I don't think that... I think that I would skip it and go Enid Wythe.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, okay. All right, and they are also moving to doing making so solo instances so that they are actually kind of duo instances. Basically, the thing is that the Vastin, who's part of the online team of Turbine, he is trying to shepherd over to a solo plus one format for many of their quest instances. So that they can make them moderately challenging, but let casual folk with less competitive builds pull in a ringer to help them out with the harder ones. And that the people who are elite can go ahead and stomp through solo. So, I mean, that's kind of nice because some of those solo instances are hard. You know?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
So they're trying to make it so that instead of doing just solo instances, you can do duo instances.
Just everywhere? Like across the board?
Not across the board, but in the future.
So this is a future... They're not changing anything. It's a future expansion idea.
Well, I don't know if it's a future expansion idea, but basically they're trying to... Like, some of the people have been having problems with Enid Wythe solo quests.
Like me?
Yep. And they want to make it so that you can pull somebody in to help you out with it if you wanted to.
I'm cool with that. I had to skip one on my Roomkeeper. There was someone in Osforod... Where you're supposed to beat up that dude with the bandits who's sitting in the corner. He's actually wanted. I don't remember his name. But I saw that was this self-owns a solo instance. And I'm like, I remember doing this on my burglar and it did not end
right. So some of them, he said, will not be made over. Like Death from Below will never be a solo plus one.
That makes sense.
Go ahead and die with honor.
That's fine.
So,
but those little ones, like those little quest ones, they should.
Yeah, because some of them are tough.
I have a hard time doing them.
I've run into a couple in Enid Wythe that I thought were kind of tough.
There's a new guide that's been featured by Lotro. Okay, a Tinker's Vocation Guide. It was written by Davlin, a.k.a. Tavlin the Tinkerer. Makes me think of Tinkerbell. I'm sorry. I watch a lot of Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Tavlin says, a tinker's job is never done, one of the most useful vocations in Middle-earth. The tinker is an easy vocation to tackle and level out. Sit back and read this comprehensive guide to this critical vocation.
And a live stream widget has been added to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So you can watch us live on Facebook.
Yes, there's now an option to listen to this podcast live on Facebook. If that's your thing. That's some people's things, and we're cool with that.
Yeah, and you can also browse on your mobile device to... Livestream.com and look for
Stroll to Mirror. Yes, I forgot adding that link. I need to add that link back in there. I believe it's on, there's a post. If you search on our post for live broadcast or something like that,
right?
I have a post up of how to listen to us live because we had a lot of questions about it.
Cool. All right, now we can do the poll.
This week's poll was a pain in my tuchus. I hate this poll more than anything in the entire world.
Yes, you weren't happy with this poll.
I could not do anything right for this poll. Everybody told me that I had the wrong choices, and it was frustrating as heck. I only have so many space, so much space, okay? I can't put 50 million items in here. Everybody's like, my answer is this, and it's not on my poll, not on your poll. I'm not going to know everybody's. I said, pick one that's closest for you. But the question this week was, what is your main reason for completing a dungeon? And it doesn't have to be spot on. I said leave a comment. Oh, 99% people told me that they do it for fun. End of poll.
All right. 22% said finding new gear. 20% said skirmish marks are barter tokens. That would be mine.
20% said finishing quests. 17% said exploration. 16% said they do not run dungeons. 4% said for lore. And 1% said for gaining reputation. And the comments, most of them said that they would have answered for fun. Somebody said that they would have done it for deeds that's not listed.
Right.
I couldn't think of everything. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's all right. That happens. You don't want a poll that's like 20 options long anyways.
No, I don't. I tried. I thought this would be a fun one, and apparently it just was a complete...
Apparently there are lots of reasons to
run
dungeons.
It was a complete fail for so many people, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. All right, what is next week's poll?
Next week's poll is, what kind of government do you support for kinships? Now, this is a two-prong thing. You can either pick which one that your kinship uses currently, or you pick the one that you prefer, that even if your kinship doesn't use it. Kind of pick whatever you think works the best. I don't really care how you answer.
Fair enough. All right. With that, we're going to head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
So this week we had a letter.
Zimra Puresong of Alindelmere writes, "Hey American Golden Star, listening to your podcast from Sunday, you can also get gold stars from the Hall of Swords. It's a 3-man instance, you can do it within an hour, and it's fun. Just a tip."
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. I don't want to run swords halls anymore. Can't stand it. I will say that gear is pretty good, though.
I think I'm just going to keep it for that. Do you do it a lot?
Sword halls?
Yeah.
I've done it a lot.
With who?
You and Az.
I've done it a couple times. We're not talking Halls of Lightning.
No, that's true. I think I've just settled on going to go for the Numina stuff.
Why did you want the gold stars? I don't even remember.
The gold stars are for the horse, and there's also a item that you can get that will let you teleport back.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with gear. You were doing it for a horse.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking gear. I guess that's just a side project. Okay, yeah, I guess that's usually why I run instances. No, you're right. Gold stars do drop from sword halls. Oh, I bet you could do some other ones too. I bet there's one for or if there's one for dungeons and warg pens. I've never been to either one of those.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those are the other two dungeons that we never do.
If they drop gold stars, is that what
you're asking? Well, if they're a quest for gold stars, I believe.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. On to player achievements. Crimcrow writes, "Wootenblot Blintz has barely been in Middle Earth for the last 2 weeks. On October 30th, my wife gave birth to our first child. Raising baby hobbits is hard work. This is one tired burglar who is up way too early. We understand and we feel your pain." And congratulations.
Congratulations is what you need to say. That is fantastic. I'm so happy for you guys.
Trust me, once you get sleep, it's awesome. You just can't. It's amazing. But congratulations. No, seriously. The lack of sleep it really puts a strain on you, but it is awesome. Seriously. I want to go wake up my kid right now, but then she would scream. So
and then I would have to kill him dead.
Yes. Okay. On to the next one.
Pinch Penny writes, I got accepted into an awesome social kinship, enhancing my gameplay experience. Woot! Council of the Secret Fire rocks.
Ah, yeah, we're happy to have you. Thanks, Pinch Penny.
Yes, welcome, Pinch Penny.
We should also congratulate Sidorin as well. He joined as well this week.
Oh, welcome, Sidorin.
Yep, he moved all his characters in. Okay, Seth, or Eldar, writes, got me a bony pony this week on my main. A little scared to ride it, though, because of all the tales you get from people asking where and how to get it.
Why are you talking like you're from Texas?
I am from Texas.
He's from Eldar, though. You should say it with an English accent.
Enjoying going back to the old instances. Also, now we have free-to-play in Europe, although our store sales are a bit rubbish. Keep up the good work, Golden Star and Merrick.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good sale going on right now. How come I didn't have the sales in the list?
What?
The two sales? Did you skip those two?
Did we skip the sales, or are they just not in there?
They may not be in the list.
They are not in the list.
It's because they're the last thing that happens on, like, Friday afternoon. Yeah,
we'll go back to them. Let's finish player achievements.
But you have a good sale going on. You have 75% off Evendom right now.
Oh, yeah. Get it. Get it. Trust me. Get it. No matter what I said,
you're not going to get it any lower than 75%.
No.
You also have, what else is it on sale? Trollshaws or something? Or is that us?
I think that's us.
That's us. And I said,
Trollshaws is stupid. Don't worry about it.
Actually, I think I said, I would skip this for Evendom, and then the Codemasters gets Evendom on sale.
The only thing worth doing in Trollshaws anyways is the Epic Quest. Trust me. But no, trust me on Evendom. Get it. Get it, get it. Yeah, get it for Numenos, too. That's a good point, Tennille. Get it.
That's why I said I would get Evendom over Trollshaws, simply because Trollshaws doesn't have any dungeons. I mean, you have the Rivendell quest, I guess, with it, but it's a whole lot of running around. And they have the same, like, similar number of quests. Like, they're right in the same area, but Evendom comes with all those dungeons. It's a better deal.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Get Evendom. Trust me. Get Evendom.
Strunto Bobbin of Elendilmere writes, it was a big week of crafting for me. Bearskin Grimm, my level 47 captain, unlocked his supreme tier as a jeweler and hit ally with the jewelry guild. My level 36 minstrel Mildreth hit supreme also as a tailor. And in an effort to get Iglane horse for Bearskin, I mined well over 300 chunks of gold ore and crafted 45 to 50 ruby rings of willpower to hit kindred. Hooray?
You got it done, Strunto. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Okay, Jaffrick writes, I convinced some kinmates to run my favorite instant in the game, Dol Guldur Dungeons. If you haven't tried it yet, it's a lot of fun and completely different from the other Lodro instants. That's the one I think you have to sneak around, I'm not sure, and rescue people. I recommend reading the guide on the lore book first so you don't get completely frustrated like I did the first time. Also, you guys make Landerville sound like a great place on the podcast, so I rolled a mini there and got him to 18. Seems like a great server so far. Thanks, Jaffrick. You can always throw up an application on SecretFire.com.
SecretFireOnline.com.
SecretFireOnline.com. Thank you.
And welcome to Landerville.
All right.
Kaylist writes, I tried to get the Skelly Horse on three of my characters, but until now, no luck. We, as in the kin, did complete three Wings of Heligrad instance, which is quite enjoyable after free-to-play, so I'm planning on doing some more of the older instances. Could also do it with some of the new ones, so Turbine, get on that content train on the move. We'll be trying to level some of my alts again next week, but I haven't even been to Enidwaith yet, so there will be choices to make. Have a great show. Looking forward to listening to it. Kaelis, the Shadows. Forgot to add that the giant and drakes were easy, but that spider boss was a pain.
So I'm going to actually embarrass myself because Tadgo of Landerville also joined the kin this week.
Oh, did he? Welcome,
yes,
Tadgo.
I know. I've seen you.
I saw his app, sorry. But I didn't know he was invited.
Ah, sorry. No, I'm glad that we have people joining. That especially, it's really awesome, and it's actually making the kin a lot more lively and a lot more friendly. It's a lot more fun.
We got stuff going on. We're doing dungeons and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's casual and it's good times.
Yep.
Dreadhead writes, been a busy week for me, kindred with the Al Greg, and got the horse and the slash drunk emote. Finally started crafting and got my cook to grandmaster and my scholar to artisan.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw that the drunk emote, but you know what? The Al Greg are not going to trick me this time. I know that I'm not going to spend those points or those gold emblems on what they want me to, which is frivolous stuff. I'm going to get the good stuff first and then frivolous stuff. That's right.
Whatever, I'd buy drunk.
I know you would. Okay, Murder Nickel writes, I came on with free to play and quickly subbed. Just got my first tune, Murder Nickel Corellius Loremaster to the original level cap. Moria is about to get rocked. Wow.
Came on with free to play and you're in Moria?
Holy. That's awesome, dude.
Ooh, you are quick.
You'll like Moria for the first time.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I still think of Moria and I'm like, wow, that thing is amazing.
It is. It's very different MMO style.
It is. It's very cool.
Von Rothbart. I'm sorry. Von Rothbart of Rittermark. I got my lore master to 38, burglar and runekeeper to 42. Been to Moria before, so not in a big hurry. Having fun with my alts. Love the podcast. I listen every week.
Okay, Michael writes, Canthropus, my 65 runekeeper, joined a new kin this week, Soldier of Light. And we've been running DN for the past few nights. We made it to Istum and wiped twice. All in all, a lot of fun and a great group. Also been working on my alts. My hunter's up to 55 and my lore master up to 32. Last, I've been playing my RK on Bull Roar the last few days. I like the new chisels. However, I do think it is a nerf to lightning. It is a nerf to lightning. And a slight nerf to healing. I don't know what they were thinking. In long raids, I have power problems now, and I have 5,100 power unbuffed. I think that they could have done so much more with the changes to solve real challenges facing RKs versus just adding complexity and nerfing lightning. Yeah, I'm not sure what I think of them. I'm going to still wait and see.
I knew you had a comment. I was about to talk, and I'm like, no. That pause means he has something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Tanner writes, joined a super friendly Swedish kin on Evernight with my captain, who is quickly becoming my main. I had a great kin evening this Friday. Some friendly sparring, hide and seek in Breland Homesteads, followed by a march through Rhee and party at the Pony, all in matching outfits to really show our far kinship. The most fun I've had in a social event in game.
Okay. Jonathalian Wright of Brandywine writes, having parked all my characters in the basement of the Haunted Burrow in an attempt to get the skeletal mount, I finally managed to get one. Irony of irony, however, as I pulled it with my only character that didn't have a ride skill. Fairy Cap, my Hobbit Warden, was only level 19, so I immediately went out to got level 20, then marched up to the Hankster Farm and got the skill. Since then, and since I don't want to leave the burrow with my other characters, I have played Fairy Cap almost exclusively, and she is now level 26, has kinship with standing with the men of Bree. And now what was one of my lowest characters has both the skeletal pony and the Bree faction pony. Congratulations. That's congrats. Awesome.
Well, one thing that's important to notice, if you do get the Aged Deed, make sure you turn it in before the festival leaves. You have to turn it in to the Hobbit that gives away the cosmetics and the whatever. She will go away when the festival goes away. So don't hold on to it being like, oh, I'm only 15 now, but in 5 levels I can get my pony. No, she goes away. It's important to note. Dinegard of Gladden writes, well, I am now 2 for 16 on skeleton horses. I have 1 horse, 1 pony, and about 60 tokens on each character. I hope to get at least 2 more horses before the festival ends. I also achieved ally with the in-league on Dinegard. I started another lore master, Heodin, in preparation for the upcoming changes. I think they're my favorite class. Thanks for the great podcast, Dinegard of Gladden, the Old Timers Guild.
Okay. Ganelith of Valya writes, recently switched from Explorer to Scholar, so I've had to start all over and managed to get into the Scholar's Guild. Ganelith, being a level 55 and all, has been pretty exhausting as I run around grabbing up all the nodes. Also managed to convince 2 of my friends to try free-to-play. Ganelith of Valya, friends of Frodo kinship. I like that name.
Friends of Frodo. Welby writes, in the last weekend of Harvest Math, I finally got that blasted skeleton horse. Finally, it was on an alt hunter, but I'll take it. Yeah, that's what happened to me as well. Anyway, placing bets on how soon we'll be in the turbine store?
No, I don't think it will be. I don't think it will. I think you'll see the festival one there. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll happen.
No. I think they'll get too much backlash. I think they learned too much with the faction.
Yeah, they'll get screamed at.
Yeah. All right, if you'd like to hear your player achievements read on the show, keep an eye out on Fridays for our player achievement post and leave a comment.
We had one donation this week. Starlight, the Guardians of Honor on Alendelmir, gave us a donation, so thank you very much.
Thank you. We had two podcast reviews. The first one was from Bledgore and Alts at Defenders of Light of Alendelmir.
And Seth of Eldar.
Okay. How can people contact us?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available on Twitter as Stroll2Mordor. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zoom Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I guess we will see you next week.
I don't see why not.
Our schedule over the holidays should be pretty consistent with the exception of... The first week of December.
Yeah, the first weekend of December, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to be out of town.
I think we might just have no show. Or we may do something like silly and light. We'll see.
Okay.
Depends. Maybe we'll podcast from the road. We got a long drive. We could definitely do it.
This is us being bored.
Yep. And so we're going to bore you too with a horrible podcast.
That would be Wonder Pets you hear in the background.
Yes. People might like that. We'll never know. Maybe we'll do something short. Okay, so send in your ideas if you have any. We were open to them, but it involves a long drive. Okay. So, all right, everybody, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.
Yep, see you. And thank you, Jerem.